The Word of God tells us in John chapter number 8, verse number 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We ask you today, dear friends, are you bound today? Have the shackles of sin gripped you and is holding you against your spiritual will? My prayer is today that you're at liberty and that the freedom that can come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, flows about you and through you. And today, you declare that you're free, that you're set free indeed through the blood of the Lamb. Friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter number 1. Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, chapter number 1. Lord willing, today for just the next few moments, we want to be able to look at verses 13 and 14 of Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter number 1. Friends, our message is entitled today, Rescue Mission. A rescue mission. When the Holy Spirit laid this thought upon our heart, we began to think about all that are bound by sin. Thought about all those that has those shackles of fear and of doubt that hinders and oppresses greatly. I thought about the remedy. And I thought about what it takes to be free from all the things that spiritually suppress. And I thought a lot about the Apostle Paul. Here, Paul's letter to the Colossian believers. Paul was desiring to encourage them. And the Word of God has a desire to encourage us and to uplift us in each and every aspect of our lives. Begin reading in verse number 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, dear friends, when we began to pore over this passage, the Holy Spirit began to remind us on how important that it is that when one has fallen victim to the wiles of the devil and the shackles of sin have taken hold of their lives, how important that it is that we seek freedom. You say, Brother Lynn, I'm bound today. The troubles and the pitfalls of life have taken its toll on me and those around me. Oh, dear friends, take heart, because I can tell you on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, God, the Heavenly Father, has sent a rescuer to bring you to a place of freedom, a place of joy, and a place of peace. Dear friends, if you're here today and you feel bound and you feel all entangled, I can tell you the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to lift you up and to set you free and establish your goings and bring joy and peace to your heart. When you look at the letter to the Colossian believers, you will find there that the Apostle Paul was imprisoned. This is one of Paul's prison epistles. Paul was incarcerated at the time of this writing. But I began to think about it. I began to pray over it. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that Paul was not a prisoner at all, because he knew Jesus Christ as his Lord and as his Savior. Paul was set free. I tell you today, if you know Jesus Christ as your friend, as your Father, and as your Lord, and as your Savior, I can tell you, you have freedom about you. How ain't it time to be able to exercise the liberty that you have and walk a pace that's pleasing to God? Oh, I tell you, it's hard to please God when sin has you bound and has you restricted. But I come to tell you today, dear friends, on the authority of God's Word, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to take away all the bonds, take away all the fetters, take away all the spiritual chains that oppress you. The Lord Jesus Christ has a desire today to bring you at a place of liberty, a place of joy, and a place of peace. When I thought about Paul and this letter to the Colossian church, he began to remind me through his word that he had that liberty because Jesus had blessed him. I tell you today, dear friends, Jesus has a desire to bless you and to help you and to lift you and to bring you, praise God, to the place he desires you to be. Paul would write, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh, dear friends, if you know the Lord and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you've been lifted out of the darkness. You've been lifted out of the quagmire of sin. You've been brought to a place of joy and peace and security. I tell you, it's not God's desire that you live a life being bound, for he has set one free through their faith in Jesus Christ. And the Lord would have you today to exercise that freedom in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, and declare to him that you love him, that you praise him, and that you have a desire to walk with him. Oh, when you're bound, when the shackles of sin has crept your life, it's very hard to feel as though you're free and have liberty. But the Lord tells us that his word, what is his word? Jesus Christ is the word that indwells the hearts of those who have come to him by faith. I tell you today, friends, we don't live in darkness if we know him. We've been ushered into the light of his love. How about let us all come together in one mind, in one accord, and live like it. Live like it. Many may be here today, maybe feeling spiritually bound. You may have came in here with a freedom about you to walk about here and there and everywhere, but you find yourself spiritually bound, find yourself spiritually tied due to the way of the devil. I tell you today, dear friends, allow the Lord to rescue you. Allow the Lord to set you free. Lord, to bless you and to love you and to give you the liberty that your heart so desires. God has a desire for us today to have joy and a peace in our heart, and the devil has a desire to oppress you and to hold you back and to keep you bound. I tell you today, though Paul was oppressed greatly in the letter to the Colossian church, Paul had peace in his heart despite all the problems, the woes, and the hardships he faced, simply because he knew Jesus Christ as Lord. That made all the difference. Worries, woes, hardships come. And you know, dear friends, if we don't turn it over to God, if we don't look to Him, you know what Satan will do? He'll trip you up. He'll lay a snare before you. He will do all that he can to bound you. Oh, dear friends, I tell you today, God, the Heavenly Father, has put a rescue plan in place through His Word to bring you to a place of freedom in your life. Whether you're saint or whether you're sinner, my Lord has made a way. You say, how has He made a way? Brother Lynn, the Bible says in John 14, in verse number 6, Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by me. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ has a will. He has a way. His glorious name, He can bring to you today what you so desperately need. You don't have to leave here today backslidden. You can leave here today with a joy-filled heart. You don't have to leave here today lost and destined for hell. You can leave here today set at liberty with a spiritual peace in your life. You see, dear friends, God implemented a rescue plan before the very foundation of this world. He implemented that plan, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and to seek and to save that was lost, to lead the captive free, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring to you and to bring to me what we need as we walk down this pathway of life. If you leave here today spiritually bound, lost, undone, and backslidden, you can't blame nobody but yourself, because the rescuer, praise God, is here. Jesus Christ tells us in His Word, the Word two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst. Oh, aren't you glad today that the Lord is in the midst of us? I thought about people that's been held hostage. I thought about people that's been imprisoned. I thought about people that's been held against their will. You know something, friends? Most of them, most all of the time, are looking for freedom. They're looking for a chance to be let go. I tell you today, if you're lost, if you're backslidden, if you're spiritually bound, my prayer is that you have a desire to be let go, to have a desire in your heart to have freedom and to have liberty. I tell you, what you need, praise God, is here. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter number 2, in verse number 11, when reading and studying this last week, it just blessed my heart. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know what that word Savior means? It means deliverer. It means deliverer. What did God do? He sent His only begotten Son. Deliver mankind from the penalty and the oppression of sin. How many today that are held hostage? How many today that are held against their will are thinking that God can make a difference? I tell you today, without God, there's no hope. But with the Lord, praise God, there's hope eternal. I thought about that deliverer. I thought about that deliverer that delivered me from a lost, hell-bound condition. And I thought about the times in my life when I'd fallen by the wayside and I'd fallen out of the will of God and I felt as though the shackles of sin and the chains of iniquity held me bound, and how that I fell down down on my knees and I cried out to Jesus Christ and he came and he took away all the binds that entangled me and he brought me to a place of understanding, a place of peace, a place of joy. Praise God in my heart. That's where God wants you to be today. At a place where you have joy and peace in your heart. You see, you may have walked in here under your own strength with much in way of might, power, and liberty. But inside you may be spiritually bound. Inside you may be miserable. Inside you may not be in the will of God. I tell you, in the Word, the Bible teaches us that He has delivered us, that He is the deliverer. And praise God, He has a desire to deliver those bound today. Many times we find ourselves in the house of prayer on Sunday, worshiping and praising God like a saint on Sunday, but living like hell on Monday. Many fall entrapped. Many fall by the wayside. Paul knew the condition of the Colossian believers. He knew the condition of the Colossian church. But I want you to understand something, what he said. He said, in whom we have redemption through His blood. That word redemption has to do with being set free. Oh, dear friend, if you know Jesus Christ, you are free indeed. And you don't have to leave here feeling bound. You can leave here feeling great, glorious, and love in your heart. Going to leave here today. Much different than when you came in through Jesus. A lot of times, Paul, no doubt, got down and out. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm down and out. Well, dear, God knew that there'd be times in our life when we would be down and out. That's why he's on a rescue mission. You talk about the Navy SEALs and the Special Elite Forces that's in our military. When they go for a rescue, there's much planning, much preparation, much thought is put in those plans. Listen, right here's God's plan book. Right here is what the Lord has put together, that master plan, that rescue mission that goes out to each and every one of us today. Do you need rescuing? Do you need to be set free? Do you need liberty in your heart and in your life? I tell you, friends, I beg you today, don't leave here spiritually bound, but leave here in freedom and liberty and knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. Paul wrote those prison epistles while in man's captivity, but Paul was free. He was spiritually free. For if you know Jesus, dear friends, you're free indeed. And oh, how wonderful it is to know, so wonderful it is to know that God is willing, and praise God that He is, to rescue, to set at liberty, to deliver, to bless, and praise God, not just to bless, but to help. To help. When you look at the book of Colossians, you will find there that Paul spoke about that deliverance that came to him. He was given a blessed assurance because of his faith in Jesus Christ. We today have a blessed assurance through our faith in Jesus Christ. There's nothing that Satan loves more than to think he's got you bound and got you oppressed and are hindering you in a and in a mighty way. But I tell you today, God has a plan and God has a purpose to bring you, praise God, to Him. That's what helped Paul. You say, well, what weapon did God use to thwart all the attacks from the evil? The blood of Jesus. The blood. The blood. The blood sets us at liberty. The blood brings us that joy. The blood brings us that hope. Friends, I tell you, there's nothing any more worst. It's probably the most horrible condition that one can be in is to be backslidden on the Lord. To know where you need to be, know what you need to do, but you're refusing to do it because you're bound. See, God knows that. When I look around here today, everybody looks good, looks glorious, looks fine, but praise be to God. He can see on the inside. He knows how we're alive. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And if you're here today and you're spiritually bound by way of salvation or rededication needed, praise God, come. 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 God has put His rescue plan into place. The rescuer's here. When we read in Luke chapter number 2 and it talked about the Savior, we read that a lot during the Christmas season. It's hard-pressed that the world would have thought that their rescuer was going to come in the form of a child. But He did. But He did. Why? Because He loved us. He got right where we are. He sees right where we are today. He sees, He knows, and He understands. Listen. Dear friends, listen. If you're here today and you need salvation, today's the day to be saved. If you're here today and you're backslidden upon the Lord and you're bound by the iniquity and the sins of your life, today's the day to allow God to do a work in you. Today's the day. We say this many, many times. Don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. Allow the rescue mission to be completed in your life today. Allow God to do a great and glorious work in you, through you, and about you for the glory of His name. Listen, I'm a firm believer that we're here for a divine purpose. And God has a reason for all of us being here today. God has a plan. And you may be an intricate part of that plan. Let us today, let us not throw away the opportunity that the Lord has so graciously and lovingly given. So if you're here today and you need to come for salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, please don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. We're going to ask them to come and to play a verse of a song. We're going to ask you to stand to your feet.
By the rescuer, we beg you to come.